getting away from education, we'll talk about the organizations of Saginaw and how they've changed.
Set fire to it, but we had a club there of about 800 members at the most. It was about, I think it was 8 bowling alleys. They used to have a lot of good, all kinds of times there, bowling and dinners and so forth and dances. And consequently, it could be a large club, and so they built a new building over on Wheeler Street. Which costs in the neighborhood of $2 million. So the people voted to build this club, which has a golf course, 9-hole golf course, a 9-hole par 3 course, plus 12 bowling alleys in it. And it now has the neighborhood of 1,300 active members, plus about 200 life members. And I forget how many widows of members by. Now, this is a men's club, and the Germania Club was organized years ago, particularly for German people, but now it's gone away from just that one Flanish type of people, and there's all nationalities in it. So they have they still maintain the old Manor Choir, the men's choir and the women's choir and the orchestra, which they had for years and years and years, and it's been noted for. And these choirs go several times a year, once to Detroit, once to Chicago. There's like an annual contest of manor choirs. And the orchestra plays outside of Valley College every now and then, has concerts out there. Now, with this golf course and bowling alleys and the parties, they have quite an organization out there at the New Jamaica. Previous to that, why, the old place, we had maybe 20 people working around the club, waitresses and cooks and so forth, and now the new club, it runs up to around 90. So consequently, what the dues years ago was only $9 a year has jumped up to $175 a year. Of course, you have a lot of advantages, and of course, wages are different. But it used to be that the Germania had the property where the old Montgomery Ward building is, a parking lot now over there, and used to get a certain amount of rental and plus a percentage of business, which in turn helped operate the club. So that's the reason dues were so low. Now, if the people had been a little smarter and put all that money years ago into the bank for a building and raised the dues, why, wouldn't they have such a debt today to pay for that? That's one of the interests of one club. This is a big club in Saginaw. I have many of people that know about it. But it's a hard club to get into because you have to be asked by a member whose name has been pulled out of the hat to bring in a member. So you cannot apply to get into the club. A member may ask you if he has an application. So this is the way I would suggest to you that Ralph's father prevent his name to get into that club, because there'd be no questions asked. You get every third member that goes into that club, if their sons of members waiting, they can get into it. And it, sure, the dues are $175 a year, but it's a wonderful club.
Do you think Saginaw is more club-oriented?
No, I don't. There's very few clubs like that. There's a Saginaw Club downtown, which is mostly composed of businessmen around the downtown area. But this club, the Germania Club, has everybody in it. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a businessman or you're an hourly worker on the assembly line. You can still belong to this club and rub elbows with whoever you want to rub elbows with. It doesn't make any difference. But there are some clubs that are a little difficult to get into the position if you're work. But we have the Saginaw Country Club, but that's a golf club. It's only summer months. And outside of those two clubs, well, there's the other different types of service clubs that we have. We have a Kiwanis Club organized back in 1917, which is the, well, Zion Club is the 106th club of Kiwanis International. So there's over 5,000 clubs today. So there's a lot of them all over the world. Then you have your Lions and your Rotary and Exchange and Civitan and other service clubs in town that meet businessmen at noon. But the and there's women's clubs, the Zonta Club, and the Quota Club, I guess, and several others. And your YMCA and your YWCA have certainly expanded and do a tremendous amount of work. The Y has a beautiful building over on Russ Street, or 40th Street, I guess it is. But the old building is torn down now on the west side by Ford Agency. I forget who hired Harvey Ford, Sarge Harvey Ford, yeah. But that, many people had a lot of fun there, but this new building is much better. And same way with the YW. The one thing about the YW is they don't have any rooms for residents there. Years ago, they did have dormitories for rooms for girls to stay there, but they have a lovely place.
Would you say that people are having more difficulty amusing themselves today than they did before previously?
No, I would say they have more trouble amusing themselves. They have many things that they can do. We have a fine municipal center here, a civic center there, and has many fine events coming there. They can go there and see shows that they would be happy to go to see that are coming here. The Kiwanis Broadway series, for example, put on 4 plays a year. And any money that comes from the profits of that goes into the Boys and Girls Fund. But people have radio and TV. They have outdoor theaters if they want to go to them. And the state has done a wonderful job of parks to go camping with and fishing and so forth. No, I think there's many things, and travel today is so much easier. Matter of fact, you can drive down to Florida in 2 days.
What did people do before we had, like, the Civic Center, the auditorium, the drive-ins, radio, television? What did they do then?
Well, a lot of people had more family get-togethers, and they did more family things at home. And kids' neighborhoods had a lot of things that they could get together and play and so forth, but... We always had an auditorium, as far as I can remember, over the east side, which is torn down now, right near the Telemann Company. But they used to have a lot of shows come in there. I remember as a youngster going there to see the Michigan Mines, they call it. You know, a group of young fellows at the University of Michigan would put on a play or something. And every part was a man. And they would dress up like women and so forth. And it was really good. So they used to have seats, they would call it, up there, the upper balcony up there, for I think it was 25 cents, way up above. So, no, there were so many things that you could do. And I remember years back when we used to have picnics, church picnics, we'd get on the streetcar. And go down to Winona Beach on a streetcar, open-air streetcar.
Oh, I didn't know Saginaw even had one.
Oh, yes, we have streetcars in this town.
Just like the trolleys, you
know? Yeah, that's a trolley car.
Oh.
And in urbans, you know, they would go down through Carlton and Zilwaukee and go across the river and into Bay City and out to Bay City, out to Winona Beach. Oh, I remember St. John's Episcopal Church. Oh, a lot of churches did this then. Had open-air streetcars, an old seat all the way across. And you get in there, the family get in there, and a big lunch basket full of their lunch, and then all ride down the streetcar and come back again.
That sounds really nice.
Then we had the interurbans that used to go from Bay City to Detroit. We used to go out to Camp Kiwanis. The scouts was taken in urban out to Franklin Loop Junction, and get on the Franklin Loop Junction in urban, go down a ways, go a few miles, and get off and walk in. So, this is something that you perhaps never knew.
No, I was not aware that we even had a trolley system here.
Oh, yes. It ran well. Then the fairgrounds down Genesee, all the way down, went right out, well, right over here, turned around. And we had one that went down Michigan Avenue, all the way out to, well, around Merrill Field. But then in the summertime, it would extend and go on off to Riverside Park. There used to be an amusement park out there. Roller coaster, merry-go-round, skating rink, and dance hall, and so forth. Hmm. No, I think the one thing that years ago, when you talked about amusement, we used to go to dances at Riverside Park, and young people, got to one on the beach, down to Flint, the big orchestras would come in, and we'd go and dance. And we'd go down there and dance, and maybe 10 cents a dance we'd have from dance. No, these are a lot of things to do.
It seems the entertainment of then was more harmless. Like today, you're always hearing where something ends up with a tragedy or.
Well, it's a matter of speed today. Those people who travel like 60 when they're 20 sometimes don't live to be 40. See?
That's true.
See? So you've got more mobiles for people to run around, there's more motorcycles. Like that. So there's more money available, and so people are buying these things. They have good things to do with them and play around with them. Boats. Now you go by, we noticed yesterday by the motels, and not too many people in motels anymore. A lot of you look at the mobile home trailers, land cruisers going up the highways, and people have got their place to sleep right with them. So things change.
The only way I ever remember the Saginaw River is dirty and polluted. Can you tell me, was that a source of amusement at one time?
Oh, yeah. Years ago, there used to be a, what we call a Saginaw Canoe Club. You would know about this, the old Court Street Bridge. There was a little island there where the Saginaw Tennis Club is today. There was a cut down through there. It's been all filled in, and there were little houseboats down in there where people would keep their motorboats in. Like little garages and things. And, people used to go up the river. I remember going up the river with my uncle. He used to go up and pick up deadheads, logs, and he'd chain them together, bring them down, saw them up. He had a sawmill. And the water was clear. You could see the bottom way up there. We used to go fishing down in the river and take a can of worms, fish pole, go down right by the steering gear, go down and catch perch in there, out of the river. Oh, no, when I was 9 years old, I swam across the river at Court Street. So it's in the wintertime. And here's another thing. We used to walk. We used to walk with Montague's, Bob Montague, Dick Wilson, Dick Snyder, and a couple of Hoover. We used to walk right down Madison Street, right to the river, walk right across the ice, across the island, right across over to Hoy Farm. And I can remember them cutting ice, at least 2 feet thick in the river. And they store that ice and go around and peddle it in the summertime. That's what you put in your, what you call refrigerators, your ice box, they call it. And the thing is, that there's a change. See, today you don't have any ice boxes or small refrigerators. So everything is mechanized, it's changed. Same way as milkman. The milkman used to come in and pour the milk out to you. Say.
Is there anything today that you can think of that is the same as back in the early 1900s?
Oh, golly, that's a tough question. What's the same? Now, I think many of the things have changed. I don't know. A bunch of... that would be pretty hard.
Because it seems like families have changed, amusement has changed.
Oh, families have changed, that's right. Because the only change is the family entertainment has changed. What they do to entertain the family.
Would you say families are as closely knit or the parent-child relationship is the same as before?
No, I don't think so. No, I think once a child gets away from the family, well, that's it. They're on their own. It's just like a bird kicking the young ones out of the nest. Get on your own, get going. They're there to watch you and kind of help you along the way, but you're still on your own. No, I think, as I say today, that there's so much money, and we mentioned about education, or so many things people can buy that, for recreation.
Do you think the kids today are more aware, they're of a higher intelligence level, that they're more aware than they were before?
Oh, I don't think they're any higher intelligence as far as that's concerned. There's more knowledge that's been put at them to, than what was than in my day. Say, you've got more news, your television, your radio, your TV, your newspapers. And I will say this, the news, the TV, the news, and the radio have done more harm to this country than any world war has ever done. And until they learn how to suppress some of this stuff, they're far better off. But all they say, well, that's news, you've got to put it out. No matter how much unrest that they'll cause, they push it out. And this is why I'm very much concerned about that, what the people and kids see today.
Even the toys the kids play with now are more violent. And
well, there have always been cops and robbers and Indians and cowboys and ever since I was knee high to a toad, say. And that, you know, we used to do a lot of skating in the wintertime. Of course, the weather has changed. Boy Park isn't frozen enough to take care of all that. I think we've had colder. I think the climate has changed. That we had much colder climate back in my days than we do now. And we never heard of a snow day stopping school. You got to school, that was all there was to it. You get out, bundled up, and walk. But today, I don't know, you got 4 inches of snow, oh, forget it, no school. See? No, it's, I don't know. There's a lot. So many different things have changed. That's the world. It's made up of change.
What was the look of Saginaw? Like, what were the roads like, and the houses like, and the trees, and how does it change in appearance?
Well, your houses have changed to more of a, your houses have changed to a one-story house. Where previously you used to have two stories. You go around, you could look around with this neighborhood behind us, and you can see the old houses with the two stories, see. And the basements are lower. Before, they used to have their basements higher because they didn't have to dig so much down because they didn't have the equipment at that time. This gives you an example how they used to dig. They used to have a horse, and they have a scoop, and they come down with that scoop, and then the horse would walk up. And they flip that thing up and dump the dirt. They maybe trip around and come down and do the same thing again. So you can see the difference of how they mechanized the equipment, you see, today. Wheelbarrows. Now, when they built North and South School, it was, you know, I was going to Bliss School, that's where North is today. And it took them 2 years to build that school. But everything had to be wheeled up, see? They didn't have a crane to hoist things up as they do today.
When was North built?
Well, that went in operation in 1922.
Is South the same age?
Same year, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know
they were that.
And almost identical plans.
I noticed that.
Yeah. Hmm. No, it, the difference in buildings. Well, take an example. Take a look at your hospitals, how big they are today. We have pretty close to 1,800 rooms in the city of Saginaw hospitals. And you got one of the best group of hospitals in the state right here. And some of the best doctors right here in Saginaw.
Do you remember the days when the doctors used to come to your house and you'd
Oh, yes, and they would walk. Yes, I can remember what Dr. Richter. He's going to go around, he'd walk. And the telephone, someone said, your telephone. He'd pick the phone receiver up and they'd say, number please, and you had to give them the number and they'd call it for you. And that's the way you get it. Yeah. You didn't have the dialing system.
How were the roads? Was it mostly
well, the roads were mostly gravel. Gravel. I can remember going out Genesee out toward Flint, all gravel roads. We went out to California in 1923, and all gravel roads except when we got into Illinois and the Lincoln Highway, that was paved. And all through, well, all the way out, it was all gravel roads up and down, you know, and, very poorly marked, but it took us a month to get out there. But today, it take a month to get out to California. Today, you'd be out there in about 3 days, see. So the difference in driving and the roads, see. Transportation has changed so much. Now, we just mentioned yesterday that 30 years ago, the trains were running passenger trains. We don't have any passenger trains anymore.
I know. We don't even have any buses anymore.
Well, there are buses that go at Indianapolis, go to Chicago.
I mean, locally in the city of Saginaw.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got too many cars. Take a look around. How many cars does the average family have? Well, it's probably three. Two in their garage getting fixed and one at home.
Right. Really? Plus the kids' car.
That's right. So, you see, things are, money is plentiful, so they can buy things. So, I don't know. One of these days, perhaps, we'll have a depression. I hope not. It might be a good thing for some people. But then we come home, we think nothing of sitting down to a bean soup, and that's all there was to it. That's all you had to eat. No, I know when I was in depression and going to college, I very seldom come home because if it did, I'd be taking a meal away from somebody.
So, have eating habits changed at all?
My habits?
Anyone's, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know. I think that we're pretty well fed as far as that's concerned. They say we have starvation and hunger, but I don't think we have it as much as some other countries have it. People probably have need of food, but I don't think that one thing that's, I think the average person in the United States is pretty well fed.
Were they more concerned with fresh vegetables and fresh fruits and things back in the early 1900s than now?
Oh, definitely. Everybody had a garden. Matter of fact, I still have a garden out back in my garage. I'll show it to you. I've got beans and radishes and lettuce and beets and corn. Around back in the garage, tomatoes, peppers. But today it's too easy to go and buy it at the supermarket. It takes a little work. And I think if everybody would put a little garden in and plant something, they'd have a little, work up a little sweat perspiration there that they're doing some work, do some exercise. I'll show you the little garden.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I've noticed that people aren't as concerned with flowers and gardens.
Oh, no, it's work. And anything they can get out of work, well, that's fine. No, I like a garden. I've made a garden for years. Matter of fact, I used to go out to Zilwaukee on my sister's place out there, and they plowed up. Their mother had a half acre that they plowed up, and I used to plant cucumbers and corn, you know, go out there, and the kids just, they want to go out there and cook. You know, they don't want to go out, they want to eat. But this gives them a chance to work and grow something and see something that they can eat, see. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to plant a whole city lot. Instead, I just go up beans, picking beans, and so on. I didn't like it, but I did it.
What were the meat prices like, since that's so controversial right now?
Well, I can take the back when we were first married. We ate for about $1 a day.
Is that all meat?
Everything. That includes the whole, all food for a week. It costs about $7-$8 a week. Bread, butter, and everything.
So really, you can't say there is more money. It's just everything's gone up with the wages,
right.
So people are still tight.
Yep. Hmm. No, we're pretty well taken care of as far as the country. The country is doing it as far as food and stuff is buying. Of course, you can always find people who complain. They're always complainers, but they never do. They're not doers, they're complainers.
Mm-hmm. While we're approaching the end, is there anything you'd like to say to sum it up as far as Saginaw's changes?
Well, I think Saginaw is a lovely town. I think it's big enough not to be too big and small enough not to be too small. And it's a nice town to live in.
You think the changes are for the better then?
Oh, yes, of course. You're always going to have problems no matter what town you live in. Saginaw's got their problems. Detroit's got their problems. New York, Washington, they all have their problems. And you're going to have problems until your death's gone. But like Ben Franklin said, there's only two things certain in life, that's death and taxes.
How true. Okay, well, we thank you for the tape.